Hi, I am Faria and I'm here with Michael to talk about how a part of the peripheral nervous system, the pelvic nerve, plays a significant role in female ejaculations. Female ejaculation refers to a small amount of white liquid being expelled through the urethra during sexual stimulation or orgasm. There has been some substantial work on its role in penile erection in males as seen in Cruz et al. 1998, but its role in female orgasm is very vaguely understood. The pelvic nerve is a part of the peripheral nerves, which are nerves outside the brain and the spinal cord. We typically focus on the central nervous system for understanding sex behaviors, but have sporadic and often contradictory research findings on outer regions that are equally important, especially in women. So Michael, thank you for joining me. How do you think our understanding of pelvic nerves on female ejaculation has evolved so far?
Thanks for inviting me. We have to start with the pioneer, Kegel, who had some exciting and mostly accurate ideas on female ejaculations. Kegel hypothesized that sexual feeling within the vagina is closely related to muscle tone and can be improved through muscle education and resistive exercise. He believed that when the muscle is healthy, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock are the most sensitive regions. He based his hypothesis on 3,000 female patient observations, but only cited individual and anecdotal data. He actually invented the pyranometer to measure the contraction strength of the vaginal barrel. Even though he constantly changed what a good pelvic muscle strength is over the years, later studies replicated the general findings and found the pubococcygeus muscle, which extends between the pubic bone and tailbone, plays an essential role in women's ability to achieve orgasms.
Arnold Kegel's work is arguably some of the earliest and most influential works on the topic. For instance, his pyranometer is still widely used in pelvic floor therapies. It's also important to mention Irving Singer's contributions. He tried to differentiate between clitoral and deeper muscle contraction orgasms. The latter is typically from penetrative stimulations. He concluded that penetrative orgasms only occur under trust and security. He found a very profound sex difference in orgasms.
The orgasm gap is interesting. Based on Savelli et al. 1978 findings, male and female orgasms are surprisingly similar. For example, he noted some women ejaculate fluid during orgasm using the female prostate gland. Male orgasms follow two coordinated phases, emission and ejaculation, occurring almost immediately. Emission is the contraction of internal reproductive organs, including the prostate, and ejaculation occurs through involuntary reflexes by the voluntary nervous system. Perry et al. Tried to answer if females who ejaculate at orgasm use internal contractions like males in 2010. He found the 12 o'clock position to be the most sensitive, instead of the 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock positions. The most sensitive area was an inch below the surface of the vaginal wall. He found evidence that women who ejaculate upon orgasm have stronger internal pelvic muscles, but does not necessarily mean that they can use this ability during sex. Previously, researchers considered the clitoris as the orgasm platform that leads to discharge following orgasm. However, it does not explain the separation between emission and ejaculation. Viewing the clitoris and the Grafenberg spot, or the female prostate, as two separate pathways solves the problem. Therefore, he suggests two rather than one separate reflexive pathways for ejaculation in both sexes.
We can further establish a secondary pathway based on case studies. For example, following trauma, many women lose the ability to orgasm either through the clitoris or through the uterine contraction, indicating that one pathway likely does not affect the other. Beyond that, scientists recently found overlap between the pelvic nerve and the pudendal nerve, which is the main nerve carrying sensation from the external genitalia to the pelvic nerve. As a result, pelvic muscle strength likely plays a significant role in women's ability to orgasm and ejaculate. It's essential to also consider the new brain stem involvement hypothesis, since orgasm and sexual behavior in general can be learned and unlearned. It at least partially explains the orgasm gap. Males are socially and evolutionarily rewarded for ejaculation, but biology does not necessarily require female ejaculation for its fitness. Socially, female ejaculation has a negative stigma, and the ejaculation reflex inhibition can become ingrained in just a couple of months. Many women reported that they could ejaculate only in deeply emotional sexual relationships and with partners that encouraged the ejaculation. Still, there is not enough available data to make generalizable claims. It is a consistent problem in sex studies. Michael, how do you think we can mitigate the problem?
Most importantly, we need to substitute abstinence-based sex education with sex-positive education in schools. Building a sex-positive generation of children would help alleviate many current stigmas. In addition, adding more female scientists would solve many of the myths on female sexuality. We need to move away from the binary male-female sexuality to viewing sexuality as a spectrum. Finally, we as a society need to invest more funding and interest in women's pleasure to advance our understanding.
I definitely agree with you. Thank you so much for your time and your valuable opinions. And thank you guys for listening.